This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. More than two dozen world leaders are set to speak later today on Earth Day at the virtual global summit on climate change organized by U.S. President Joe Biden. Among those planning to give their views are United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Vladimir Putin of Russia, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Climate Summit is part of Biden's effort to restore U.S. leadership after the dismissive attitude toward the issue of his predecessor Donald Trump. Former President withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Paris Agreement, which set a cap on global carbon emissions. Biden rejoined the agreement immediately after taking office. Police arrested nearly 1,500 people on a day of demonstrations throughout Russia, calling for freedom for imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, whose health reportedly is in severe decline after 3 weeks of hunger striking, according to a group that monitors political detentions. The largest of Wednesday's protests took place in Moscow, where thousands marched through the center city. Some of the people arrested were seized before protests even began, including two top Navalny associates in Moscow. Navalny's team called for the unsanctioned demonstrations after weakened reports that his health is deteriorating and his life is in danger. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Authorities in southwest Pakistan said Wednesday a powerful bomb ripped through the parking area of a five-star hotel, killing at least four people and wounding about a dozen others. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group, through its social media outlets, claimed responsibility for the late-night suicide bombing at a hotel in Quetta, capital of the Balochistan province. In a prepared statement, the militants identified a meeting of local and Chinese foreign officials as the intended target. Pakistan's interior minister, that is, said the bombing was a major security breach and a high-level investigation would be ordered to hold those responsible. The U.S. President Joe Biden announcing new steps to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations, including tax credits for employers who give workers pay time off to get their shot. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and the president is celebrating reaching his latest goal of 200 million shots administered in his first 100 days in office. Demand for shots is now a bigger issue than supply, as fewer people seek shots in several parts of the United States. Nearly half the states of Iowa's counties are not accepting new doses because there's not enough demand. An inspection by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found problems at a factory manufacturing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA found the factory in Baltimore, Maryland, was dirty, did not follow proper manufacturing procedures, and had poorly trained staff. The Food and Drug Administration released the statement in a 13-page report detailing the findings from its recent inspection of the now-idle Emergent Bioscience factory. Both Emergent and J&J say they're working to fix the problems as quickly as possible. That vaccine is on hold right now due to very rare blood clots. Chance made opposition parties on Wednesday denounce what they call an institutional coup d'etat after the shock death of nearly re-elected President Idriss Deby Itno and his replacement by his son Mahatma. Around 30 opposition formations call for the installation of a transition led by civilians through inclusive dialogue. Meantime, the military announcing a state funeral for the late president is set for Friday. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.